Hey everyone, welcome to Fans of Motion, the Ultimate Knight Rider podcast. Joining me, as always, the Florida man himself, Mr. Bath Salts, Dave Nadelman.
How you doing, Josh?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm surprised you're not in that alligator Alcatraz already. You even know what I'm talking
I
about?
do. I do.
All right. Well, I got the over under of how many months it's going to take for you to be incarcerated there. But joining us from the land up north, who I'm pretty sure there are enemies now. I can't keep track. But the Canadian himself, Tim Durling from Tim's Vinyl Confessions. Tim, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Don't I look threatening?
Well, I mean, that's what
It's
you got to worry about,
the ones you never expect, right? That's right.
it's you're just hanging out and next thing you know, you're being bombarded with jelly donuts and maple syrup. But don't threaten me with a good time. So Tim's he's a reoccurring guest on the Fans of Motion podcast. I guess if this was Saturday Night Live, he would have the what is it? The is it the gold robe or the gold
Have I
jacket or
been on
something?
5 times yet? I must be getting
I don't
there.
you're close. You're close. So not
Steve
only
Martin and I have a lot in common, right?
so we've talked A-tracks and a few other things. Tim is in the news recently because he has written a book on our beloved band Night Ranger, entitled Sing Me Away, the Night Ranger Album Review by Tim Durling. There we go. Look at this. So, Tim, I'm going to just read the back here, give everybody a little synopsis of what we got here. And the band plays on when it comes to 1980s melodic hard rock. Few have matched the songwriting and musical excellence of San Francisco's Night Ranger. For the first time, each of Night Ranger's 13 studio albums are explored in full. Wait a second. So Night Ranger had Dawn Patrol, Midnight Madness, Man in Motion, Neverland. That's only 12 studio albums. What's going on?
Well, that's the
So,
thing. There is a chapter about the album that dare not speak its name.
one of my favorite records from their 1982 debut album Dawn Patrol through 2021's ATBPO, the band has consistently served pop hooks on hard rocking platter, what the band members have often referred to as stainless steel. So, Tim, now this isn't your first book. Let's dig into the history of Tim Durling a little bit. So, he's Canadian, so there's probably not a lot interesting going on there. But he did. Now, this was your well, you for those that don't know, Tim does a podcast, Tim's Vinyl Confessions, really covers the whole gauntlet of, I guess, what you would call melodic rock. 80s rock, 70s rock, the good shit, right, Nadelman?
I enjoy it.
And but then, Tim being, a thriving Canadian, always wanting to do good, he decides, you know what, a podcast just isn't enough. What else can I do to contribute? So, he does this. This was your first book, correct?
That one started as a Kickstarter campaign, and once I realized it was possible to publish on Amazon, brought it over to Amazon. So that got the ball rolling, and there is some Night Ranger content in there a little bit.
An adventure in 8-tracks unspooled. So basically, everything you wanted to know about 8-tracks, everything you didn't want to know about 8-tracks is in this book. You should have tried to get the book shaped like an 8-track.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So it covers all the years. It's got all the bands we enjoy: Van Halen, Loverboy, Def Leppard, all that good stuff. And now the other books that you have started to do, different than the 8-track on Spooled. Basically, well, why don't you describe the format of these books, which you have done for the band Y&T? You have done Sammy Hagar and the band Kansas. So all of them, I'm pretty sure, are kind of now. Sammy, is it a panel book?
No, the Sammy one is all me.
Okay, so
That's
wonder.
a yeah. But
Yes.
they're still basically the same format. They go through all of the studio albums and talk about them, and then it lists like live albums, compilations, things like that. But yeah, the Y&T and the Kansas and now the Night Ranger are all panel books, which means I get a panel of people, of fans together, send them a bunch of questions. We either zoom it out or they write the answers out. In the case of Mr. Nadelman, we did a Zoom call and I transcribed it and tried to edit together so it sounds like a bunch of people sitting around a table talking about Night Ranger and answering questions about each of the albums, and tried to put it in some sort of semblance that is appealing, and put them out and hope for the best. But yeah, the Sammy one is different so far because that one was just all my writing and my two cents about the albums. And I like doing them both ways, but I knew I wanted the Night Ranger to be a panel book. Not only is it a panel book, it's the biggest panel book I've done. There are 10 panelists per chapter, so there are 10 people talking about each of the albums. Like some people do multiple albums, but there are 10 panelists per chapter. So it's almost 300 pages. It's a substantial read. So very happy with how this came out.
So there's your Y&T book. Here's your Night Ranger book. Let's see here. I don't know. I think I'm making the look distorted. There we go,
I
like
think the
that.
Y&T one is around 255 pages, and the Night Ranger one is like 290. 290, 289. So,
And how many, so you get a panelist of people and you discuss the record. How many panelists did you have total for this book?
oh, well, I've got everybody's names listed in the beginning of it. So let me just see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 27. So yeah, a lot of people, a lot of Night Ranger fans talking about particular albums.
And some of the names on there you will recognize from the Fans of Motion page. My drinking buddy from Pennsylvania, Tom Chapin. My drinking buddy from Northern Ohio or wherever the hell he is right now, W. Orion and Orion Fairman. The Brit Mark Greenaway. Who else? Dave Nadelman. I don't know if you know Dave Nadelman. He's from Florida.
Yep.
Google Florida man and his photos will come up. Soon to be incarcerated in Alligator Alcatraz. My old cohort, Andrew Parker. My Louisiana, home is where you make it, buddy, Lance Rushing. So there's some familiar names there. I don't think there's any other. It's, if you're on the page and I didn't name your name, you need to be more active so I recognize it. But some definitely some Fans in Motion members on there. So where, how do you decide, okay, what band am I going to
The
focus
book
on
on,
next?
yeah. Well, what after I did Unspooled, that kind of gave me the Unspooled was a unique book. I'm really glad how it came out. But after that, I sort of had the idea that I should do a book on. Well, let me back up a little bit. Somebody that's been very helpful to me, getting the book thing started is Martin Popoff, who's a fairly well-known rock writer from Toronto. And Martin did a series. He's got several books in this album by album series, which is essentially what these panel books are and what I modeled them after. And I thought, yeah, what a cool idea. And basically, I talked to Martin about, do you have any books coming up on this band or that band so we don't double up? And I started with YNT because I'm an enormous YNT fan, and it was kind of preordained. Like if someone said, Tim, you're going to write a book on a band, or you're going to write a bunch of books, and I'm like, well, probably one of them's on YNT, and that would be correct because I think that I think they're a band that should have been much bigger than they were. And I know we get a lot of YNT fans on the Fans in Motion page too. And I know that John Nyman, YNT guitarist, has been on the show. He's been on my show too. Great guy. Lots of ties, the Bay Area. So the YNT book came out very, very well. That remains my biggest seller, actually, because I think that's a band with such a diehard following, and there's never been a book on YNT before. So I think people just kind of flock to it. After that, I'm a huge Kansas fan. I think that they should have been top tier 70s classic rock, prog rock bands. I mean, they did all right, but they've got a lot of albums that people don't know about because they're on smaller labels. So I wanted to do a book on them. I'm a huge fan of Sammy Hagar, all of his stuff from Montrose, Van Halen, Chickenfoot, HSAS, all that stuff. So I wanted to do that. And then it's like, well, who's next? And I have no interest in doing a book about, if somebody said, well, why don't you do a book about Kiss? Well, I'm a huge Kiss fan. What the heck am I going to write a Kiss book about? There's so many.
There's 8,000 books out there on Kiss.
Yeah. And I've got no new angle. You know what I mean? There's people that come up with things and I go, I never would have thought to do that. But I thought there should be a book on Night Ranger because, as far as I know, there's never been, they've been in books, they've been mentioned, but I don't think there's ever been a book just dedicated to this band. And to me, that's a crime because I think that, again, like the YNT and the Kansas, people need to know that they didn't put a bunch of albums out in the 80s and that was it. People need to know that they've been on a really strong streak of albums since like 2011 and everything that came out along the way. And so I said, yeah, that's going to be my next one. And yes, I absolutely went, consulted the Fans in Motion page to see who knows their stuff, who knows what's up when it comes to Night Ranger and who can talk about all of the albums, who could talk about Don't Let Up just as easily as they could talk about Big Life. So that was the fun in getting that together. And I've met a lot of cool people along the way, Dave included. And it's just gratifying, much like when I discovered the page itself, it's gratifying to find other people that we really like this band and we don't, there's none of that, the band that sings Sister Christian. You can get right down to the nitty-gritty and the details, the geeky minutia details about, hey, did you know on the cover of this, if you look close, you can see this. That's the kind of people I wanted in this book. But basically, if somebody expressed an interest and they said, I mean, I did have a couple people that said, look, I've got their greatest hits, and I think I've got Seven Wishes. But if you want me to listen to some other albums, I will. So I did. I said, you need to listen to this and listen to this. And then lo and behold, people come back and say, that's really good. I went and ordered those.
I mean,
And that's.
such a strong run with the last four alone, is
Yeah. Really, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't want to give any spoilers, they only had really one hiccup of an album. And even that's got its moments. So it's a pretty, that's worth talking about. That's worth celebrating. This is a very consistent band. And they're still out there doing it, and they're doing it at a high level. So yeah, that was, they were going to be one of the bands I did a book on at some point.
So from the inception of the idea to do the book, or the starting of it till it was released, what is that time frame? Like, was it a year and a half, 6 months?
I think I started this in January, gathering, like jotting down names. Who would I like to see? Who can I ask?
January of this
Who,
year.
yeah, who might be interested? Yeah, I think it was January that the putting the book together, that part of it is fast because you're constantly doing interviews, your people are sending you answers, and you're cutting and pasting or you're transcribing and you're putting it together. What took the absolute longest in this book, because it's the longest book I've done, is the proofreading. A good friend of mine named Bug Campbell did the proofreading for me, and no stone left unturned. And just when you think you found everything, he'll spot some stupid little error that, like, proofreading is a pain in the ass. I'm going to be honest with you. It really, really is. And I don't know if it's possible for a writer to proofread themselves, because when you've written something down in your mind, you know what you meant for it to say. So that's what you're going to see when you read it. And then
Right.
someone else is going to say, well, there's no commas. There's no, it's just one long run-on sentence and you left out a word, so it makes no sense. And you're like, damn it. You know, so but to me it's worth it, because it's nothing any worse than, you know, you get a book, you pay money for a book, you get it, and there's a bunch of mistakes in it.
So when, so like with the Fans of Motion page, you learn stuff that maybe you never thought of just because of your own thoughts and reflections towards certain records. Like a song that I've never been particularly fond of is Color of Your Smile. Yet from the page, I find that it's up there of being a fan favorite. Was there anything with this book in the course of doing the panels and talking to the different fans, was there anything that you learned or kind of, you know, had a revelation on about any tracks or
Or
anything
went
with the
back to
band?
look at it, and yeah, or went back to look at a specific track.
Yeah, there is. Do you think I could think of an example now, though? Yeah, no, there absolutely is. There is, and something that actually something Dave mentioned to me that I never thought of before is how a lot of times he will think of, there'll be songs that are he thinks of in pairs.
Sister songs.
Yeah, I never thought about that before, but now I find them on just about every album, especially the newer ones. Not soundalikes, but just ones that just kind of put you in a similar headspace. You know, I learned a lot from, you know, from the page. For example, it never clued into me that Big Life had two different album covers. I didn't realize it was one that had more stuff in it. So that was something, and I made sure and made mention of that. And I learned about a lot of the bonus tracks, you know, like Don't Even Know Your Name and Crazy World, songs like that that I really like now, and you know, end up searching for the actual physical copies of those. But as far as going back, you know, based on what someone said about a song, I know that I did, but I unfortunately I my brain is scarred from too much school back in the day, and I can't retrieve an example off the top of my head. But I know that there are things that I've tilted my head and went, I never noticed that before, or I never thought of it that way before. Or someone will say a song reminds them of another, sounds like something from another band or another artist, and like, I never heard that before. That would never have occurred to me. Actually, yeah, a pretty good example. This is not exactly answering your question, but kind of. One of the guys I talked to was he's known to all as the Parish of Rock. I'm not even sure what his real name is. He's a man of mystery. He's from the UK, and he is a big proponent of Hole in the Sun, the album. He really enjoys that album, but he enjoys it not because it sounds like Night Ranger, but he enjoys it because it sounds like a lot of the power pop and the rock that was out in the early 2000s. So he enjoys it on that level. I never would have thought of that before. So I guess that's an example of, you know, you're listening to something and you're finding something to like about it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to, you know, a song that you your whole life, let's say I'm not a fan of that track, and then on the page someone mentions it and they're like, oh, I love it, that's my favorite track. And you know, you're thinking, how could that be your favorite track? Like, to me, that's the worst track. And you really know when you're onto something when you're like, oh, I don't like that track, and everybody else is like, yeah, I don't like that track either.
Well, yeah, you know, it's either you either get that like confirmation bias, or you get, well, I respect this person's opinion, so I'm going to listen to it again with, you know, with an open mind. And you know, there's people of all ages here. Like there's people in their early 20s that are commenting on these albums, and sometimes that's good, because sometimes if you have, you know, someone who's only heard a song for the last 5 years that you've been living with for 40 odd years, and it's just you've grown up with it. Sometimes they might listen to it with fresh ears and go, did you ever notice this part? Did you ever notice this line here is like this? Or so I really wanted to have it's a pretty wide variety, I think, of panelists on here as far as experience with this band. Some people have never seen them in concert, some people have seen them a ton of times. Some people saw them in every situation, from opening for Kiss in 1983 to the Mojo tour in a little bar to Rocklahoma, you name it. All this all kind it's all in there, and there's a lot of concert experiences in there too.
Where did you see him at? Where was that
Me,
show?
Guilford,
New
New
Hampshire.
Hampshire. And matter of fact, I knew I had to do this. I couldn't not put the photo on Mr. Rapeppy took of me in the band. Wasn't a headline show, but I still got to see Night Ranger, so I was very happy about that.
So where is the go-to spot to purchase Sing Me Away, the Night
It's
Ranger album review?
Amazon. It's Amazon. Yeah, wherever your home country is, just type my name in, Tim Durling, Sing Me Away, or Tim Durling, Night Ranger book, and it'll come right up. So yeah, and my understanding is you'll get it in 2, 3 days or less.
So there you go. If you want to read up on everything Night Ranger and get opinions on each and every song, right? You cover each and every song on here.
Just about
Yeah.
every track is discussed, and might have missed one or two here, but every track is listed, let's put it that way, at the beginning. And I have to thank Dave, because Dave came through for me with the what album was it, Dave? I could not find the songwriting credits on. Was it
ATBPO,
ATBPO?
yeah.
Yeah, and he found them for me because it's not in the album.
Yeah, ATBPO just basically, I don't think it listed anything.
No, but
So
Dave found Dave, I don't know if he went on the dark web to do it, but he found it for me.
yeah.
So
I just recall it wasn't that hard to find it, so I was hoping that what I saw was it, but that's yeah.
yeah. So Dave can find the songwriting credits for ATBPO and get your credit card information. One of
Just
those will
like
be the
that.
reason, one of the reasons why he will be in the Alligator Alcatraz.
Alligator Alcatraz.
But yeah, so listen, first Night Ranger book, it's out there. Go to Amazon, Tim Durling, Sing Me Away, Night Ranger book. You could probably just type in book on the coolest rock and roll band, and that motherfucker will still pop up. All right. So, there you go. Amazon. Where do they find the podcast at? Is it YouTube?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you just type in timsvinylconfessions.com, it takes you to my YouTube page. I rent the domain name so no one else takes it.
Okay. So there you go. And the other thing you've been doing along with the book is you've been doing a podcast episode on each record, I think. I don't know if this will be released in the same time, but
Oh,
we're recording,
they'll still be running.
but
Yeah.
Nadelman here, I think, is a guest
Yeah, and
panelist.
the cool thing is that we did. I've done so many of these in the short amount of time, Dave, but I believe that we did an album that you weren't in the chapter, which is cool because I didn't know what you thought of it. Was it somewhere in
It
California
was
that we
somewhere in
did?
California, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, my favorite parts of the book were the ones where Dave wasn't in it. So,
That's why I made sure no one person was in every
yeah.
chapter.
But Tim, thank you for joining us. Thank you for doing the book, and yeah, let us know how it goes, and keep an eye out for Mr. Florida Man himself on as a guest on Tim's Vinyl Confessions. There you go. Look at that.
Perfect.
And
Yeah. Thanks, Josh, for giving me the opportunity. And I want to thank you. Yeah. Thank everybody
I
for.
like wearing Tim's name on my chest. Dave,
He's
don't get
very.
jealous, buddy.
I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this because this is the place to do it. Like, this is where the Night Ranger fans are. And yeah, people are. I'm hearing nothing but good things about it, so I really appreciate the, the response, and I hope I've done right. I hope I've honored the band by doing it, because that's the whole goal. So yeah, there you go. So yeah, there should be, I think every good rock band deserves a book. So there's
Well,
an
there you
individual.
go. You know what? Kaja Goo Goo. I think that one's next.
How did you know that was next? Too Shy, the Kaja Kuku album review. The
There.
never ending story.
But yeah, there you go. Well,
Yeah.
Tim, thank you, and we will see you guys next week. Nadelman, say bye. Say bye. Don't show it. Say bye.
Bye. Just like that?
Riveting.